Governor Patrick's top budget official, Secretary of Administration and Finance Jay Gonzalez, says an appropriations bill would be filed with the legislature today requesting the money. Gonzalez says he expects the $30 million to cover costs for at least the next several months for courts, prosecutors, public defenders, and other agencies that are dealing with the fallout from the drug lab crisis. He said the money would be drawn from one-time tax and legal settlements, and if that is not enough, from the state's so-called rainy day fund. Also yesterday, Attorney General Martha Coakley asked Governor Patrick to appoint an independent investigator to look into broader issues surrounding the now-closed lab. A former chemist, Annie Dukin, has been accused of skirting protocols and faking drug test results. Lucas Willard, WAMC News.